Within the last year, people in Tampa can get free rides to take them to certain parts of town because those rides from neighborhood electric vehicles, or NEVs, are free and they're not regulated. But local taxi cab owners are unhappy because they say they're taking away business from their industry. That's why they want the Hillsborough County Public Transportation Commission, or PTC, which regulates cabs, limousines, and towing companies, to regulate these cars. Charles Smalling is a yellow cab driver in Tampa. Like other critics, he said the NEVs are not safe.
Taxi drivers are against the PTC regulating NEVs. The PTC was formed to ensure public safety, and six people crammed together on a golf cart with nothing to protect them on the outer structure from any moving vehicle at any speed is not safe, especially in areas where drunken drivers and drunken accidents are astronomical.
The NEV companies generally go from downtown to Channelside and Ybor City, short fares that they say many cab drivers don't want. But another cab driver said he feared that's only the start.
I think if we can, probably talking about in downtown area, I can see it there is a need. But, and where are we going to stop? What's, you know, today is Hyde Park, Ybor City, and tomorrow is going to be all over the place.
Any intersection we cross, we be sure to look both ways, albeit a green light or a red light, just to ensure the safety of these vehicles.
The PTC requested that their attorney, Orlando Perez, prepare a report and detail the commission's options in trying to regulate the NEVs. He told board members how Florida law deals with such autos.
And as long as the roadway is marked for 35 or less, the vehicle is allowed. And it requires an affirmative action of a city or county to say, even though this road is less than 35 or 35 or less, we find that it's inappropriate to have these vehicles. So it takes an affirmative action of city or county to deny access on a given roadway.
Perez also said that state laws could be amended to deal with the situation, but he said the Public Transportation Commission currently does not have jurisdiction over such vehicles. County Commissioner and Board Chairman Kevin White said that currently the PTC cannot regulate the NEVs, but he said in fairness to both them and local cabbies, it was important that some resolution be reached.
I think there needs to be some type of rules in place that have the guidelines of either where the confines of the NEVs are allowed to operate, whether it be in the right end of the downtown area, whether it's Ybor City on certain streets, certain roadways, certain time restrictions aren't really that big a deal. But I do feel for some of the cab drivers who have been sitting out in front of the cab stands in front of the hotels for sometimes up to a couple of hours, and then all of a sudden, you know, two or three of the NEVs pull right up and apparently take some of their business away from them or the appearance thereof.
Throughout the discussion, the issue of the NEVs appearing on Kennedy Boulevard or near the West Shore Mall was mentioned by some cabbies and repeated by board members. That's key because of the regulation that the cars cannot drive faster than 35 miles per hour. Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder.
But I heard that one of the, you know, that sometimes these vehicles will actually venture over to West Shore Mall or to International Plaza. Now, you know, it might be gossip or hearsay or what have you, but that disturbs me a little bit because I think that that's kind of beyond the realm of the original intent of these vehicles.
The city of Tampa does have an ordinance to require a permit for those who drive rickshaws or petty cabs. Dingfelder said he would bring the issue back before the Tampa City Council, who may have the power to regulate the cars.
So I think what I might suggest to City Council is that that we look at adding these to the same regulations that we do pedicabs and horse-drawn vehicles, adding these to city regulation, perhaps with the geographic constraint of Ybor, Channelside, downtown, and over to Howard for the Howard Avenue Entertainment or district.
Christopher Ireland co-owns Gringo's Tampa, one of the NEV companies in the city. He said there was some misinformation about what his company does.
The carts that are bought directly from the manufacturers out of Fargo, North Dakota. They're not golf carts turned into street legal. They are low-speed vehicles, neighborhood electric vehicles. It's a green eco means of getting around.
And he assured board members that his cars have never driven along West Shore Boulevard. Karen Kress is the transportation director with the Tampa Downtown Partnership, which advertises with two of the companies in question. She says her group is an unabashed supporter of the NEVs.
I get calls on a fairly regular basis from other cities who are interested in what we're doing in Tampa, would like to learn from that, and are talking about implementing ordinances.
Temple Terrace Representative Mark Knapp suggested to Commission Attorney Orlando Perez that though in fact the NEVs don't charge for their services, the fact that they are subsidized by advertising displayed on their vehicles may give the board the angle they need to be able to regulate.
So if the compensation is coming from advertisements on the side of the vehicle, they're obviously being compensated. So if it's compensation for transportation of civilians, I think it would fall within our control.